The sale signs are up, and Ed Hermance is making plans for his retirement.
First, I'm going to take a nice vacation.
Hermance says it's been an extraordinary ride, but now it's time to close this Philly institution and move on. This place has lived through a lot. He remembers the early years when bigots threw bricks through the LGBT store's windows, and some drivers shouted slurs from their cars before peeling away.
I'm 73, and when I was growing up, there was that just absence of information. It was just that universal prejudice that homosexuals were despicable, degenerate, sinful, whatever. And for me to earn a living finding materials in these forbidden subjects and then making them available to people, that's an extraordinary thrill.
Hermance says these days, there's a lot more lesbian, gay, bi, and trans material available to sell. But he says the store's sales have been declining since 1992. The problem, he says, is simply book sales. Hermance says Amazon's deals have driven his shop out of business. Standing behind the counter, 27-year-old employee Betsy Katz is sad to see the store close.
It serves as a community center that's focused on the intellectual life of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and other queer individuals.
Katz says the closing of Giovanni's Room represents more than a shuttered bookstore.
For me, as a queer woman in Philly, it's not just about losing the gay aspect, but for a feminist bookstore where I can find Bitch Magazine, where I can find and be inspired by strong women before me, and also radical politics. I mean, there are fewer and fewer places in our city that really are havens for those of us who are in any way alternative to the mainstream.
Hermance says he tried to find a new owner for the store, but none of the prospects worked out. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.